Pittsburgh is a water-rich city, but it's not shared equitably among residents. A new report provides a roadmap for how to fix that. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. An Equitable Water Future Pittsburgh was developed by a task force with members from the University of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, and leaders from community groups. Glenn Grayson Jr. from Neighborhood Allies says the task force put Pittsburgh residents first.
People make decisions that may be business-wise great, and from a political standpoint great, but not from a people standpoint.
The report prioritizes issues that need attention: sustainable stormwater management, affordability, workforce development, water democracy, and water quality and environmental health. Most people pay water bills, but according to the report, not everyone in Pittsburgh benefits equally from investments in water infrastructure.
So where do we direct those utility dollars, and where do we renew our water system infrastructure? So for example, where do we replace lead lines? And how do we do that in a way that's equitable and takes into consideration different demographic factors?
That's Will Pickering, Chief Executive Officer of Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority. He says because of Pittsburgh's combined sewer system, rainfall can back up sewage into people's basements, especially in neighborhoods with fewer resources. Not only does it smell bad, but it can also cause respiratory problems. And according to the report, it may be a driving factor in the higher asthma rates in Pittsburgh's lower-income neighborhoods. The report draws attention to inequities like this at a critical time. PWSA is about to update its stormwater management plan as required under the Clean Water Act, which means it's about to invest upwards of $100 million.
What can we do to be thoughtful about making an investment that doesn't just address the water quality issues, but maybe we can do a neighborhood beautification project along with it? Maybe we can add an amenity that didn't exist before. You could plant trees, which also, you know, that not only slows down rain, but can improve air quality and make a community a little more hospitable.
Glenn Grayson Jr. says the report looks at not just the health of a specific neighborhood, but at creating an equitable system. Will changes in PWSA's budget and protocols mentioned in the report make the utility staff and the contractors and workers who will build all of this new infrastructure more reflective of Pittsburgh's population?
I'm an African-American male. I want other opportunities for, you know, people that look like me, because there's jobs that we don't think about every day. Good union jobs.
And this idea of water democracy. Grayson says that includes who is at the table when decisions are being made.
I hope and wish that we could have at least two community residents on the PWSA board. I think that will help.
And Grayson says if it's going to be an equitable system, PWSA should remain a public utility. When it was privately managed from 2012 to 2015, issues over lead levels and mismanagement wound up in court. And Pickering says the task force felt strongly it should remain in public hands.
Public control means that you're giving access for community input through public hearings, and that decisions are not made behind closed doors.
Pickering says the Water Equity Report is a new way to think about water management and infrastructure as a social investment.
In the last 5 years, utilities have really started to re-examine the way that they engage with their communities rather than hiding underground with their pipes and plans. The level of investment that we're asking from our ratepayers really requires that we engage with them.
This report is part of a larger project that's also taking place in six other cities, including Buffalo and Cleveland, headed by the U.S. Water Alliance, a nonprofit that promotes sustainability. Glenn Grayson Jr. says the Pittsburgh Task Force has come a long way, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
Are we there yet? No. Do I like some of the changes I've seen? Yes. But have I still argued and am still arguing about things I want to see change? Yes. And I think that's fine.
There's more about the report and Equitable Water Future Pittsburgh at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.